This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crow. The sharp sound of a trombone cuts through an open field. The band lines up to parade through surrounding neighborhoods, letting folks know that the Rabbit's Foot Minstrel Show is now in town. Throughout the 30s and 40s, this scene was a familiar one in Monroe and other stops along the Chitlin Circuit. Leslie Rambin visits with local musician Steve Cagle about the influence of Leon Pee Wee Whitaker, a member of these traveling minstrel shows and one of the region's most celebrated trombonists, on this week's Byway Blues.
Pee Wee Whitaker was born in Newellton, Louisiana, right by the Mississippi River. And just like that river, he traveled. Pee Wee grew up in a musical family and actually learned to play several instruments, but he's remembered best as a trombonist. In 1935, Pee Wee and his horn took off for Monroe, where he joined up with the Rabbit's Foot Minstrel Show. He eventually settled in Faraday years later and became a part of the house band at the legendary Haney's Big House. Monroe musician Steve Cagle, member of the local band Smackwater, shares a memorable experience he had in this same small town.
I never got to see him personally. I did get to meet some years ago one of his bandmates from the House Rockers, Hezekiah Early. That was when we played for a festival called the Soul Survivors Festival in Faraday, Louisiana. And it was a dedication of the new Will Haney Museum and stage there in Faraday. And the band that I was in, we were the headliners for that show that night, for that event. But they had a lot of the old blues guys from that area come in and play throughout the day. And I did get to meet Hezekiah Early of Hezekiah and the House Rockers, who Pee Wee played trombone with for many, many years when he settled down there in Faraday.
They played really kind of off and on for almost 30 years, and they played it right up until before Pee Wee's death. That's a long-time partnership.
A long-time partnership, and it was an unusual combination having a Delta blues-type band, which usually consisted of maybe guitar and a drummer and somebody singing or something.
Right.
But added a trombone player to it.
Right, and what I love is that your primary vocalist is your drummer.
Yeah, Hezekiah Early was the vocalist and played harmonica.
Right.
And then Pee Wee would sing some song. But throwing the trombone in there was just a twist on their part.
Yeah, it is unique, and it is like Delta blues, but it really has that danceable beat. It feels like everything they play, the way that they play it, you can move to it.
Oh, you can move to it.
Pee Wee was certainly influential. In 1982, he was inducted into the Hall of Master Folk Artists. Yet to this day, his music remains a bit elusive. The only recordings available are the ones that he made with Hezekiah Early. But as my conversation with Steve shows, Pee Wee continues to influence the next generation of performers, from the Delta and beyond.
Support for Byway Blues on KEDM comes from Washington Wine and Spirits. More about takeaway hand-cut steaks, beverages, and gift baskets is at washingtonwineandspirits.com, with additional support from the Entergy Charitable Foundation and the Louisiana Endowment for the Humanities.